Marvelous Meadow by Tony Eames. I was terrified. Where were my mom and my siblings? What was that snorting, stamping noise? I huddled in some soft, nice-smelling stuff and mewed for my mother. In a few minutes a hand encircled me and lifted me to his face. He whispered tender words in my tiny ear. He rubbed his cheek against mine and I felt moisture. Later I learned those were tears. The soft, caressing hands carried me some distance and presented me to another man he called his dad. They discussed the despicable person who would place a tiny blind kitten in a horse stall in the hope I would be crushed or kicked to death. This kindly family was not about to let that happen. Although I missed the comfort of my mother's milk, I was old enough to eat on my own and was fed yummy, nutritious kitten food. For my own safety, I was kept in a large enclosure with the family dog, so I couldn't wander away. Apparently, no one told me kittens were supposed to be afraid of dogs, so the ability to curl up with a furry large canine body was comforting to me. At first, I was scared when I was placed into a box and I heard the sound of a motor. When the motor stopped, I was gently lifted onto a slippery surface and a kind woman they called Dr. Susan ran her hands all over me, pronouncing me in good health except for a serious eye infection. Apparently, my eyes had not developed in utero and my eye sockets were infected. I felt a prick, which really didn't hurt, and Dr. Susan soothed me with the explanation she had given me: kitten vaccines. The XPCA was phoned, but they were overrun with healthy kittens and said a blind kitten with an eye infection had little chance of being adopted. But upon hearing of my plight, a XPCA employee contacted a friend, who frequently fostered kittens. She had the perfect solution, but some serious persuasion would be in order. My life as a beloved family member was about to happen. Tony Eames, a totally blind friend, wanted to adopt an older cat with a well-established personality. The friend asked if she could bring me over for a visit, no commitment necessary. Tony said the kitten had to be the most outgoing feline before she would even consider checking me out. Desperately wanting to make a good impression, I used all my feline charms. I purred, I cuddled, and I encouraged the two golden retriever guide dogs to sniff me. Tony held me in her arms, and I could tell she was weakening. I clambered onto her shoulder, and she rubbed her chin along my silky face. I reached out my dainty paw and caught the tear rolling down her face. Feeling instinctively drawn to this warm, sensitive woman, I was determined to make this my permanent forever home. Because Tony is very independent, I was annoyed with her surprise at my level of independence. We lived in a two-story townhouse, and I quickly learned my way around. When encountering a wall or solid piece of furniture, I cautiously maneuvered around it. Stairs were another matter, however. Bravely climbing up the long flight, I was initially fearful of coming down. Remember, I was still relatively tiny at 3 months old, and I didn't like to make a move unless my feet touched the surface first. With encouragement from my new human friends, I conquered my fears and down the stairs I went. A Christmas tragedy brought a second kitten into the home. Yancha, Japanese for playful, became my best friend. We wrestled and chased, then fell asleep wrapped around each other. We played chase games and sometimes I pounced, but Yancha moved and I landed on the carpet. A blind human might feel terribly humiliated, but I just picked myself up and casually gave my lustrous long coat a needed shine. For someone who didn't want one kitten, Tony was pretty excited about Yancha and me. I overheard a phone conversation where she was glowing about us. She told friends she had fallen under my spell, and could not resist my charms. Meadow, my new name, was described as confident, playful, loving, and remarkably adaptable. She commented that Yancha was about a month older than me. She related Yancha was statuesque, and during the rare times he stood still, one envisioned him scheming his next mischievous move. When he was awake, he was generally in action, but he also slept long and hard. He and I were so good together, wrestling and mock fighting. Our efforts to tumble around, knock things off shelves, pop in and out of closets made Tony laugh. Since I cannot look in a mirror to admire my tortoise shell beauty, I'll have to repeat what others have described to Tony. I don't know what the words stunning, gorgeous, or magnificent mean, but apparently, I am multicolored with shades of orange, tan, beige, dark brown and black. I have discrete stripes on my back and down my legs. My life did not settle down into a calm pattern. I had been to visit Dr. Todd Conlon for a medical procedure to prevent me from having kittens. At the same time, my eye sockets were cleaned out and the eyelids were sewn shut. It was explained this would prevent future infections and the need for ongoing eye treatments, something I disliked. I woke up from a long sleep feeling groggy and disoriented, but the veterinary staff laughed at my ravenous appetite. They said I ate like a truck driver. Although I was uncomfortable, the kindness of those who cared for me was fantastic. They cuddled and pampered me. As soon as I arrived home and smelled those familiar scents and heard the tail wags of my golden pals, I knew things were back to normal. I was still a bit sore, so refused to play wild wrestling and chase games with Yancha. As time went on, I recovered my strength and stamina and began investigating chairs and tables with my front paws and knocking things off shelves and counters like any sighted kitten. I used to love being picked up to cuddle, but, because I thought I might be getting eye drops, I no longer liked it. I feel insecure when lifted, not knowing where I'll be taken or where I'll be placed. However, I do love having my tummy tickled, particularly when I am lying on a firm surface such as the couch, the table, the floor, or the top of my litter box. Excitement was in the air the day Tony arrived home after being in the hospital for back surgery. Being the more assertive cat, Yanchar rubbed himself against her legs and purred his loudest best. I felt so pleased having my world secure again that I even spent time in Tony's lap. Tony was recovering nicely when tragedy struck. Several days before that holiday where the television features chocolate bunnies, Keebler, Tony's guide dog, got very sick and died at home 4 days later. I did not know what death smelled like, so tiptoed past the crying people to sniff Keebler. She was not breathing and her heart was not beating, and I never experienced her again. Every time I think I'm settling down to a peaceful existence, Tony shuffles things around and messes up my existence. This time it was a confusion of boxes and cartons. Apparently, Tony bought a house without stairs and James would be her roommate. As blind beings, Tony felt as confused and disoriented as I among the forest of boxes in the new home. However, Yancha encouraged me to follow him in a game of exploration and I had the layout of the rooms in my memory bank in no time. It was much easier to get around once the cartons were emptied and everything found a permanent place. Yancha and I were even presented with a large cat tree, and to everyone's amazement, I quickly and confidently learned to climb to the top for an afternoon nap. Can't things stay the same for a while? My peace, my contentment was invaded by a new dog and 4 new cats. I didn't know these cats, they just appeared one day, apparently family members of James. Yancha does his share of challenging, but because these newcomers don't know I can't see them, I have become a bit pushy and hissy. I don't want them to think I am an easy mark for a sneak attack. In the meantime, my beloved Yancha still spends time grooming me and showing me each new thing that comes into the house. The greatest new thing entering our lives is Tony's new golden retriever guide dog, Adora. She has fit right into our animal pack and is completely cat-friendly. All I ask is please no more surprises or changes for a long time to come.